Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclical Battery Materials. Zarko, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's been a busy time, and I will have to keep this one short because I am currently on the road right now, traveling, and with lots more travel to come this month. I'll be at Benchmark Week next week, where we'll be taking part in both the cathodes event and the sustainability event. And aside from me presenting and being on a panel discussion, I think these events are great networking opportunities and something I think we all miss compared to the Zoom events. I'm also glad I took an extra day there to squeeze in some meetings. And at the end of the month, I'm planning to head to Europe for various meetings to help further our dialogue with certain contacts and companies. It feels like we've been getting visitors to demonstration plants every week, so it's my turn to do some of the traveling now. However, I couldn't really miss this week's podcast after the exciting news release we had this week. You know, the whole team has been working to their limits over the past few weeks on day shift and night shift, and it really shows in the operation results and the overall sentiment at the demonstration plant. And as a recap, you know, prior to the most recent testing, you know, we had tested, if you remember, the pre-leach stage and the leach stage of the demo plant, where we produced thousands of liters of leach solution, right? And this is using our patented technology. And over the past few weeks, we ran this solution through, you know, what would be an impurity removal stage. And as the name indicates, it's to remove any impurities we don't want in our, you know, future battery-ready materials. And then that clean solution, it went through where we extract the nickel, manganese, and cobalt. So we went through that removal stage. And then what's really left in that solution is a lithium solution, and which is where we'll go on now this month to recover the lithium carbonate. And, you know, I've been asked this a few times, so I'll just address it here, but the demonstration plant stages have, you know, to date been tested in this batch sequence. And this is for data collection and analysis purposes, so we can just, you know, collect data and make any adjustments stage by stage, but all stages really come together in a continuous process. And all that data from testing is used towards an engineering study to help prepare us and refine our, future commercial plant designs, their operating costs, their capital costs, with potential strategic partners as well, right? So this is all now getting data at a demo scale operation. And as mentioned in our press release, you know, in order to serve the broader market, we will continue testing at the demo plant with various feedstock materials such as different cathode production scraps and black mass materials. And this is, you know, material we'll be receiving from different areas of the world. And at the same time, we'll also be expanding our offering of the materials we produce, so different lithium products, different cathode products, like cathode precursor products. So it's quite exciting, and we have a lot of exciting work in our pipeline even right now regarding testing and material shipments for those interested third parties, and I'm looking forward to the future development and what comes out of that. And yeah, sorry to keep it short on you, Jim, today, but I just wanted to give everybody that update and kind of share my excitement with everything that's going on coming to the, you know, coming up to the end of the year pretty soon.
Zarko, a lot of articles I read about electric vehicles, people are wondering what are they going to do with the old batteries. I believe your company has the solution to that.
Yeah, and you know, it's and we're doing a lot of this work today, right? We're processing real industry cathode scrap material and you know, black mass material and at quite the scale, right? When you look at the demonstration plant scale and the visitors we get, just really seeing it in person, I think gives everybody the realization at how large of an operation this is and what we're doing with those waste materials.
Zarko, where are you traded and how can people get more information about Recyclical?
We are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY on the OTCQB under AMYZF, And on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, I'd just like to update some people that if you do trade on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, you'll notice it's no longer 2 a.m. It's actually ID4. So ID4 on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. And you can get more information on our website, www.recyclico.com. I know there will be some rerouting to the American Manganese Inc. webpage, but we are working on bringing up Recyclico to be live and the direct company website. So keep your eyes out for that.
Zarco, enjoy your travels and great success.
Thank you, Jim. Speak to you next time.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Our conversation took place on November 10th. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.